Hello, everyone. We're going to start our reading, Holia 6, Tablet 1, The Sign of Parabibras, The Elects. Because today, day 4, is the day of that seal, Parabibras Elects. Parabibras are the elected people who have gone through the evolutionary process from the first seal to the sixth seal. They have been reincarnated again and again into this world, and in each incarnation have furthered their spiritual advancement. They will be born apparently the same as all other people, yet they will differ in spirit. Spiritually, they cannot stand the wrongdoings in society. Intuitively, they know that this society and world in general do not give the satisfaction which they long for within themselves. They will try to become escapists and forsake the society. These are the poor in spirit, Matthew 5, verse 3. However, as mentioned in Revelation 2, verse 5, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen and repent, and do the first works. Where are they fallen from to this escapism? They are fallen from society. They do not like what they see in society, so they try to just forget about it. But they should not. They should do the first works, which is to establish the kingdom of heaven within and without. After they overcome this first fear of society, and try to stay in society, and by analyzing the self as to why they are different, they will try to change themselves from within and thus change things without. In this stage, knowledge of spiritual truth, spiritual practices, and the understanding of the realities behind this universe will greatly help them and will accelerate the awakening of their latent spiritual forces. This is shown in the greatest sign as the first seal, the I Ching in the horizontal position. Otherwise, their fear and ignorance will only cause them to be frustrated about everything. These are the ones who are called they that mourn. Matthew 5, verse 4. And we'll go to tablet 2. However, by gaining the true knowledge of life, they will overcome their fears because they will know that a spiritual person is not afraid of anything. They will increase their intuition by spiritual practices, and they will understand that this whole universe is neither a reality nor an illusion. The real life is eternal life when man reaches pure consciousness. Only with this realization and by overcoming their fears can they start their spiritual journey, which is symbolized as the Tree of Life, Revelation 2, verse 7. Through this process, a person stops mourning and starts to notice that no one listens to him. He sees that he is too powerless to be able to gain whatever he thinks is his fair share. So he starts to conform to the environmental setups. He becomes meek and submissive to these setups. He will endure suffering with patience and without resentment. He also starts to notice that not only is he unhappy about all others, he also starts to notice that not only is he unhappy, but all others are unhappy also. They all pretend that they are happy, but deep inside, they all long for a more permanent happiness that they intuitively know exists. Therefore, he starts to go away from being self-centered and only thinking about his own problems and looks around at the situation he and others live in. This brings a person out of being self-centered and egoistical. With becoming observant of the situation, he longs for the kingdom of heaven, which is justice in the social organization. However, he is still afraid of suffering and fighting in order to bring the change. These people are the majority in the society. That is why they will be the majority in the kingdom of heaven on earth also. They shall inherit the earth, Matthew 5, verse 5. However, if they overcome the fear of suffering, they shall not be hurt by the second death, Revelation 2, verse 11. Tablet 3. And I'm in the holiest book, holiest 6, tablet 3. With overcoming the fear of suffering for the kingdom of heaven, they will reach a point where they understand that the cause of all this suffering is the lack of righteousness. Matthew 5, verse 6. These are the ones who start to set an example for others by their personal conduct. They understand that the only way to establish the kingdom of heaven within and without is self-sacrifice and selflessness. These are the ones who shall be filled, Matthew 5, verse 6. However, the pitfall in this stage is that these people might become corrupt themselves. It is hard to withstand the power of Maya, especially since they have gained enough knowledge by now to be able to easily exploit others by doing evil things or by false teachings. Doctrine of the Nicolaitans. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, evildoers and false teachers. Revelation 2, verse 15. However, whoever overcomes this pitfall will overcome the power of the lower self, which is the power of the first three chakras over the soul, and he will enter into the fourth chakra. The first three chakras are related to the worldly desires, Maya. He will be given to eat of the hidden manna nectar, will be given a white stone, purified consciousness, and in the stone a new name written, the Word, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. It is within you. Revelation 2, 17. With this achievement, the death of the false ego is complete, riding the black horse, the death of the false ego. We'll go to tablet 4. So far, the person was in his first three chakras. Therefore, all his endeavors were toward establishing a situation that would help him to have a fair share in society. As we can see, the pitfall of the third chakra was the possibility of corruption of the person. That means he was still attracted toward things which the external world offered him. By overcoming this last attraction of the external world, the possibility of being corrupted, he enters the fourth chakra, which is the center of love and mercy. This person longs for righteousness. However, he realizes that changing the environment takes much more strength and knowledge than he has. Also, it needs more detachment and realization of one's own self. He realizes that all his fears, mourning, observance, meekness, and hungering for righteousness were only related to his own limited false ego. He wanted all these things to happen so that he is able to have some fair share and to satisfy his materialistic longings. After this achievement, the person knows he needs more spiritual knowledge and self-realization, so he starts to create a great compassion for those who are lost in the power of the ocean of Maya, because he realizes how hard it is to completely overcome that power. Even those who hunger and thirst for righteousness can fall into the grip of Maya. Their concern for establishing the righteousness is even for their own concern, not with the pure ideation of being for the good of all. So they become merciful, forgiving, and create compassion for others. They are the ones who are called merciful. Matthew 5, verse 7. By being merciful and forgiving, they will obtain mercy. Matthew 5, verse 7. However, the pitfall in this stage is to become narrow in mind. The person creates mercy, but he has not created a universal sentiment. He might follow a false philosophy or a narrow dogmatic belief, which would stop his progress towards creating compassion for the whole universe. He might become concerned only for a very small portion of the universe. This possibility of becoming narrow in mind is shown in Revelation 3, verse 20, by using the symbol of the woman Jezebel, which calls herself a prophetess. This symbolizes a wrong belief about a teaching which did not intend to bring a narrow view, but the people or person in this stage will fall into it because of the narrowness of the mind, prophetess Jezebel. All this description is related to our fourth seal, which is a symbol of the death of the material longing. And his name that sat on him was death, Revelation 6, verse 8. However, he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, Revelation 2, 26. So whoever overcomes this narrowness of the mind or these false teachings will become a universalist. Not only will he be concerned about a small portion of the world, but he will also be concerned about the whole world in general. He goes to his fifth spiritual center. Tablet 5. The moment the person becomes a universalist, he will look at the whole universe as his own body. He then will be able to feel about the universe exactly the same way the Lord God feels about it. Only then can he see the perfection of this universe and understand the realities behind all the things that are in it. Even the power of the Tamaguna, the attraction of Maya, and all things happening will be clearly revealed to him. So he will be beyond this universal suffering. He will not be affected by anything in this world. He becomes pure in heart, Matthew 5, verse 8. And he shall see God, Matthew 5, verse 8, because he feels like God himself. However, he is not yet in the state of pure consciousness. There is a pitfall to overcome. This stage is related to our fifth seal, the nine-armed star, which is the symbol of universalism. This pitfall in this stage is forgetfulness of the struggle the person himself went through to reach this point. Now the person knows the reason behind all things happening. He even understands why tribulation is necessary for the human to reach the point of realizing that the only way is God's way. So he might become just an observer and enjoy the happenings in the universe. He might not become engaged in guiding others to this higher realization. Instead, he thinks that all these things should take their natural course toward perfection. He forgets that the natural course can be accelerated by some application of force. That is what Revelation 3:3 is trying to reveal to the person. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast, and repent. So remember the struggle and the way you went through it yourself to come to this point, and remember the way you received and heard all these realizations. So hold fast, which means hold fast in this remembering, and do not just sit and try to enjoy what you have gained. Repent being this way, and help others reach this realization also. What that verse means is that the goal of the life is to become divine and also help others to become divine. By overcoming this pitfall in the fifth stage, the person will come to the sixth stage. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels, Revelation 3, verse 5. By this achievement, the person will become a paravipra. So a paravipra is a realized person who helps others reach higher consciousness with his dynamic personality and the radiance of truth coming from him. He will be given a white raiment, pure personality, and his name will be written in the book of life forever. He will be included as a saint. He will be in the last stage of becoming a son of God. Confess his name before my Father and before his angels. By overcoming the pitfall of the fifth stage, the person enters the sixth stage, which is symbolized by the sixth seal and the greatest sign. This is the sign of paravipras. Those spiritualists who dynamically work to bring humanity to pure consciousness. In the sign of paravipra, the triangle upward symbolizes the ability to reach out in order to help others. And the triangle downward symbolizes justness and spiritual depth. The sun symbolizes the rising of the deeper spiritual knowledge and understanding, and the lotostika is the symbol of spiritual victory through these understandings. These people are the ones who are called the peacemakers, Matthew 5, verse 9, because they tried to bring peace and harmony to the world. They shall be called the children of God, Matthew 5, verse 9. They will enter the state of pure consciousness. Sixth chapter, Tablet 6. As it was explained, paravipras should have gone through all these stages and reached the sixth seal in the greatest sign. They have awakened their latent spiritual forces. They long for the kingdom of heaven to be established. They are ready to sacrifice everything for establishing the kingdom of God. They surrender the result of their actions to the Lord and submit themselves to His will. However, without a universal point of view, all their endeavors will not express the Spirit of God. So they must also become universalists. With all these qualities, and by a dynamic forcefulness and character, they shine in the world. They become the light of the world, Matthew 5, verse 14, and they are the salt of the earth, Matthew 5, 13. It is true that they take the path of struggle to create characteristics of an intellectual, Vipra, businessman, Vaishya, and courageous one, Kshatriya, and they are ready to work like a laborer, Shudra. However, the base of this ability to go through this struggle is their refined souls, which have evolved through so many reincarnations. In each reincarnation, they have forwarded their progress until they have reached this point where, spiritually, they are incorruptible. This virtue of incorruptibility is the highest asset of a paravipra. Only these people are worthy to be called paravipras, incorruptibles. However, in addition to having the ability of not being corruptible, a paravipra is a dynamic, intuitive intellectual who is courageous like a warrior, shrewd as a businessman, and is ready to do all kinds of physical work if necessary. He is developed physically, mentally, and spiritually. He will direct all these abilities toward the good of all of humanity and the universe. These are the ones who we can call the real leaders of the future society. These people are the ones who are in front of the door to enter into heaven. I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Revelation 3, verse 8. The door to heaven is open to them, and no man can stop them from entering. However, there is a pitfall in this last stage also. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Revelation 3, verse 11. Even in this stage, there is a possibility of falling off the path and not entering into pure consciousness. So the paravipras should watch that no man take the crown, which is entering the crown of the head of the seventh center, which is heaven, the end of the spiritual journey. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. He will reach pure consciousness, and I will write upon him the name of my God. He will become a son of God. He will be a God himself. He will know his sacred name, and the name of the city of my God, pure consciousness, heaven, which is New Jerusalem, symbol of the state of pure consciousness, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, which comes to the person. And I will write upon him my new name, truth, pure light, Revelation 3, verse 12. However, these people will assume a human body and come back as God-men, avatars, to help others in the path. They will be in the state of pure consciousness, even in the body, with very little ego. And the final tablet in this section is tablet 7. It is the destiny of all humans in the universe to reach pure light, which is symbolized by the seventh seal in the greatest sign. So the journey of spiritual achievement will be finished with entering pure consciousness. However, the first priority in anyone's life is to do the first work, establishing the kingdom of heaven within and without, establishing Dharma. Even reaching pure consciousness by forsaking the world will not help you in escaping the suffering of this manifested world, because this whole universe was created in order to help all reach pure consciousness. If a person desired to reach pure consciousness and did everything necessary to only reach there himself, he would be spewed out, Revelation 3:16, of heaven back to earth to help others on the path. You cannot stay in that consciousness and just enjoy that you are neither cold nor hot, Revelation 3:15. God does not want you to stay in that stage. I would thou wert cold or hot, Abid means. I wish thou wert cold or hot, the misery of the manifested world. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, Revelation 3:16. So then, because you are neither cold nor hot, God will throw you out of this stage, spew thee out of my mouth to the manifested world. He will reincarnate you in a situation which forces you to help others to progress. Therefore, even those who reach pure consciousness by merely forsaking the world will be sent back to help others reach higher consciousness and eventually pure consciousness. So those who become escapists should abandon this attitude and engage in this world to improve it. The pitfall for these people is to be unzealous. That is why the Spirit says, be zealous, therefore, and repent, Revelation 3:19. However, to him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, Revelation 3:21. So whoever overcomes being unzealous in this stage will be granted a seat on the throne with Christ. And I'll pause the reading there at this point and see you all in about an hour.